welcome into the latest episode of We Are Soccer Central. Got a fun conversation on the way. The Northern Michigan Faux Football Leagues is reaching the conclusion of their 2024 season here in a little bit. And if you're not familiar what that is, it is a fun, imaginary football league with teams north of M55 in the northern reaches of Michigan. Teams like the Manistee City Redcoats and the Isle Royale Rangers duke it out week in, week out. And this league consists of 56 clubs across three leagues. And at the heart of it, a group of friends from the Lansing area, and it has since turned into a much bigger thing. So to talk about the Northern Michigan Faux Football Leagues, I've got Ken Seelman and AJ Badge. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having us.
So Northern Michigan Faux Football Leagues. It's really fun. I've had a lot of people ask me, do all these little towns in Northern Michigan, do they really have soccer teams? And I've explained it a couple of times. And there's there's really cool design behind all these teams. Most of them have some really cool badges with some fun backstories and their own Twitter handles and stuff like that. How did all this start? Ken, how many members? Let's start with this. How many guys started this all, and where did the idea to create a made-up football league? How did this all start?
Well, it started with me and Jeff Bukowski just kind of knocking around ideas of, because we both like Northern Michigan. We both have an affinity to Mackinac City. So I just came up with a fake name, you know, for a fake team I'd have, Mackinac City Redcoats. And I would kind of tweet back and forth fake games that we did, and I would insert kids that I played soccer with growing up would score this goal or would be this goalie. And then Jeff started coming up with a few other ideas, and we had a good time with that for, you know, a little while. And then I got a message from, you know, another team that was up there, Ignistown FC. And I'm like asking Jeff, did you make this? Who's this? This Ignistown guy was messaging me and saying, hey, we ought to have a game in, you know, Mackinac City or below the bridge, you suck, and all that stuff. I'm like, who is this guy? Getting a little freaked out about it. And then we find out that it was AJ. He wanted to get in on it too. And he had me going for a good few weeks before he finally, you know, let me know that it was him who was yanking my chain a little bit.
So AJ, so you just saw these guys jawing back and forth a little bit, and you incognito started St. Ignace?
Yeah. I heard about it from another or branch member. I overheard them talking about it. So I decided to troll Ken on Twitter as a rival club. And what better rival for Mackinac City than the guys at the top of the bridge, St. Ignace?
That's a hilarious dig to call them the bridge trolls here on the talking soccer. Yeah, you almost got like kind of like faux soccer catfish there a little bit to start this whole thing off.
Yeah, exactly. No, we started just with Jeff and I started making teams like from Alpena and Escanaba and Munising. So we all kind of had ideas of Northern Michigan teams, and we would have these, you know, just Twitter games that were just basically tweeting back and forth. And then all of a sudden Ignistown shows up, and we're like, who the hell's this guy? You know, and a little bit of back and forth. And then AJ finally spilled the beans, and we had a good laugh about it. And then it's like, well, if AJ's having this much fun with it, and other people within the Lansing Commons supporters group were getting a kick out of it, man, maybe we've got something here.
So yeah, the common thread is your guys all being part of Lansing Commons fan group. So that kind of the core group of friends is what kind of started it. But doesn't sound like it kind of came about organically, just with some online banter, by the sound of it.
Oh, definitely. That's exactly how it came about.
Okay, and one of the things that really stands out is the beautiful design. All these teams have crests and some mottos and whatnot. So who puts all those together? Do people make their own, or is there a guy in the group that really puts a lot of heart into it? Because some of these are better than some of these logos are better than some of the professional ones out there.
To be honest, some of the guys have made their own. There's a couple that are, you know, we'll call it owner made. There are others that are, there's a couple that are designed by Dustin, another common or another branch member, but most of them have been created by Jeff Sykes, and he's just, it's what he does, and why not use it?
Yeah, some of them, I encourage everyone to check out NMFFL.com. So that's Northern Michigan Faux Football League.com, NMFFL. And there's a page of the clubs, and some of these badges are absolutely gorgeous. And you can tell the which ones that are owner made and which one that have the Jeff Sykes design to them. And they're gorgeous. Which teams do you guys like lead or control, and in how many of the teams are like one individual runs that team's account, or like, or there are a lot that are on like kind of autopilot?
Say, I've got a few teams that I run Mackinac City, I run East Tawas Lumberman, I run Ishpeming Whitefish. I think that's the only three that I've got, but AJ, you've got a couple, Jeff's got a couple. I mean, some people just have one team. My son has Traverse City Football Club. So that's his only team, but a lot of people have multiple teams just because they like playing each week.
Yeah. So it's interesting that you're the Mackinac City. I've always been magnetized a little bit. I have a soft spot for the Redcoats myself. It doesn't seem like they're having the best season this year, kind of bottom half of the table. And with that, and before we move on to this thing, so how many guys are involved overall, would you say?
I would say offhand, I would say over 40 different people are involved. It could be anywhere. It could be closer to 45 to 50. I would say probably 40 is a good number.
Okay, that's very cool. So it's definitely a solid crew getting into it. Some of the names.
It's international.
The full football's gone international?
It is. We have owner in Australia and we have one in England.
Oh, so the word is definitely spread. So people are definitely into it. And the aspects that I enjoy are, you know, the badges and kind of like the sayings, like the Isle Royale Rangers. I think the tagline is, we have bears, moose, and football. And yeah. There's some fun like that. And then the Roscommon Uncommon Mosquitoes. They're great. So there's just like a decent amount to dig into. But what I want to know, like I said, my Redcoats or your Redcoats, Ken, bottom half of the table, while Isle Royale is in the first place here with just a couple games to go. How are these matches, like how is the actual game played? And how do the mechanics of all of the actual results in the matches all work?
Well, Robert, thanks for bringing up that the Redcoats are fighting relegation. So we do have Pro Rel in Northern Michigan Faux Football League. So I'm trying to stay in the Premier League. But the game started out just something. How could we do something that doesn't take a lot of time? It's not a big commitment like, you know, regular NFL fantasy football where you're picking your players and you're picking your defense and you're doing this and you're doing that. We just said, let's just figure out how to do this. And we made it a simple dice roll game. We just figure, okay, if you roll the dice, you know, whatever you roll is going to be your first half roll, is going to be your first half score. And the second roll is your second half. But then we thought, well, we don't want to have, you know, potentially a 12-11 game. I mean, that's not realistic. So we said, 1, 2s, and 3s are 1 goal, 2 goal, and 3 goals. 4, 5s, and 6s are no goals. So the most you can score in a game is 6. If you got a 3 in the first half, a 3 in the second half. So, and those, realistically, you know, you don't see 6-5 games. You see 2-0 games. You see 3-1 games. So the scores are really pretty realistic, and it's worked out really well.
That's cool. And so how does a match day work?
Yeah, that could be a little difficult at times. I release the schedules Monday evening, usually, for the upcoming weekend. And the guys, anybody involved has their, you know, can give me their scores anytime throughout that day, through the week, whatever. And you have up until 2 hours after game time to get your scores in. And then that's how it happens. So you have an entire week to do so if you really want to. And that way we can get people, they don't have to do it on a specific timeline. They can have the comfort and the ability to do it throughout the week.
So it's the commitment for an owner of a team is rolling the dice twice and then telling you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. To be honest, yes. And you can be as involved as you want to be or not involved. You know, we have guys that don't tweet at all, and we have guys that their Twitter feed is nuts. You know, like Atlanta Forest FC, that guy goes all out. And he lives in Atlanta, I believe. So it fits that Atlanta Forest lives in Atlanta. But there are guys, like I said, they don't tweet at all, you know, and that's okay. You know, they're still part of the league. They enjoy it, you know, and there are other guys that just, they go all out, and that's what they do, and it's fun.
The Trout Creek Finns will do their lineup before the game. They'll talk about the stadium that they're playing at, you know, who the starting lineup is, and then they'll tweet all during the day as far as what the, you know, what the scores were, this pass was, or this save here. And Steve Beckman does that team, and he really defines how to play full football, but he's got a lot, he puts a lot of time into doing it, ride his role, and that's it. So when I was winning, I was a little more participatory, but since I've been falling behind, it's just like roll a damn dice.
Yeah, lazy.
So when the dice go quiet, so does the social media account.
Yes. So goes quiet. Losing a lot. Snack talk goes quiet.
Oh dear. And what of all the teams? What's kind of your favorite? Your own aside. What are some of the backstories of these small town teams? Because for those not in the Michigan area, these towns that we're talking, you know, some of them aren't even towns. They're just places out in the wilderness in the UP and stuff like that. So of all these teams and the little backstories or bios, what would you say is one of the more fun ones?
Myself, I would have to say Ontonagon and Porky's. That's the team owned by Peter Wilt. He has an affliction for that area. He loves it. It's his thing, and that's what he wanted, so that's what he got. That's one of those owner made logos right there. That's an owner made crack.
I think this is the black and white one, right?
Yeah, yes. It's the porcupine. Yeah. So I would say another good one is Paradise City Shipwrecks. That's our friend Jeff Bukowski. And that was a Jeff Sykes logo, but Paradise is the closest point to where the Edmund Fitzgerald went down. So that's Paradise City Shipwrecks. And Jeff's taken a moniker of having a pirate as part of his logo and his persona. So he always says hashtag pirate shit whenever he posts something. So those are two good ones. But there's a lot of unique logos that are in there. There's a lot of unusual cities that you didn't even know about that people just looked on a map and said, yeah, that sounds like a cool place, and they made a team.
I see on the website nmffl.com that there's a franchise vacancies or those looking for owners. How would one get involved in taking that on?
Literally, they just get a hold of the league. We have, I don't know, I guess you call it a questionnaire. It's a few questions of how you heard about the league. You know, what team do you truly support? Like, you know, what English club or, you know, foreign domestic, whatever club, you know, and this, that, and the other thing. And just, you got to kind of pass the background / chill, you know, check, you know, so to speak. But we've had two newcomers coming in for next season. That have taken those clubs with the Sault Ste. Marie Freighters and what is it? Sporting Summer Island. Yeah. So those are guys that just hit us up at the end of the League Two season when the protagonist piece came out, and they'll be ready to go for next year.
Awesome. Is there a city or a franchise out there that as founding members you feel like the league system really needs to have engage into the league system?
I've always been surprised that, and this is one of my favorite logos that never got picked up, was Onward Onaway, and it was a takeoff on Forward Madison. So Onward Onaway, Forward Madison's got a flamingo, so Onward Onaway is a Canadian goose. So it's just a cool logo, and I'm really surprised no one's picked that one up. I think that's a good team.
I'll have to look that one up and maybe see if I can't take one up. I don't want there to be a vacancy in the league. You want the leagues to be strong. And for context of knowledge of the area, I was really impressed that the Drummond were the Sandhill, because my one visit there is what I discovered what a Sandhill Crane was.
Yep, that's a lot of the times the owners will look into, you know, the history, you know, the geographic situation of the town or area, and that's what they'll go with. You know, it's just, it adds that little touch of authenticity to it.
The owner of Menominee is Leonard from Australia, and I'll be damned if he doesn't know more about Menominee than I do. So I mean, who knew that Menominee was big in wild rice? So that's the name of his team, is Menominee Wild Rice, and he knows. He'll tweet the governor about coming to watch his matches and stuff, and Leonard's another one that's really into it as well.
That's really fun. What, he's texting Big Gretch to see if she'll come out to Menominee?
Yes, he is.
Got a response, but yeah, he's texted her or tweeted at her anyway.
That was one of the surreal moments over the draft weekend, was when the governor was brought out to give the draft selection, and they called her by her nickname on her introduction. I thought that was pretty wild down in Detroit this last weekend. But from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, the league mirrors kind of like the Premier League calendar. So we're getting to the business end here.
Yes, it does. It's August to April-ish. To be honest, the way it truly started was it started at the end of Lansing Common season, and then just kind of went to the start of Lansing Common season. But yes, it mimics the English calendar or the European calendar.
Okay, so tell us what who's in the title race here in these last few weeks of the top Northern Premier League.
Yeah, the Premier League, it's tight. We'll call it that. It's tight. You have the Rangers are in there, Isle Royale. Paradise City is still involved. And there's a third team right offhand that I cannot place that is up there. And they're probably going to, you know, hate me for it. But I think Ontonagon's up there in that title race as well. I think it's within like 2 points of each other going into the final week. So as Ken always says, meaningful games late in the season.
Yeah, everybody wants to be in the mix at the end of the season. And I see on your Twitter, you have the hashtag FOPRO. Is there, I mean, you guys aren't the only faux soccer league in this world. Is that a hashtag like a universal thing of those kind of leagues, or is that solely yours?
I think it's AJ's.
As far as I know, it's mine. Yeah, I just kind of came up with it. That and what is it? Support faux or support fake soccer. It was Ken, and it was just something I figured we could put together. You know, full pro just kind of fits.
Hey, Robert, we've got besides the Premier League going on, we've got a cup competition that's winding down too. So we've got the Whitetail Cup that's into the final, and that AJ, who's in that? Is that Houghton Lake?
It's Houghton Lake and Mullet Lake.
So that's the Bukowski family. It's Jeff Bukowski. BB11 are Houghton Lake and Mullet Lake for the Whitetail Cup.
Nobody's beating that kid.
Yeah,
they got the hot dice. So is the Whitetail Cup played with the same rules as the league play?
Yes, it is. However, we do have a setup for penalties, for, you know, just that case. We go normal time, extra time, and if it's still tied, obviously we go to penalties. And with that is you have to beat the keeper. So if the shooter scores a three and the keeper scores a four, it's a save. If the keeper, you know, if the shooter scores a three and the keeper scores a three, it's also a save. You have to beat the keeper, you know, and that's how it goes. So you basically, whatever the keeper gets, you got to go one better.
But all the numbers are open in the penalties. So you can do a six or a five or a four. Yep. Penalties. So, you know, you could shoot a six and the keeper shoots a six. That's a save. So just something different for penalties.
And overall, with this endeavor, when did you start it? And has it, you know, obviously it's grown to a degree, but is it still growing? And I guess how long have you been doing it? I will start there.
The leagues have been going on. This is our third season for the Premier League, third for League One, and the second one for League Two. We have grown every year. I think the first year we started with 16. Then we slowly had a couple other teams come in. So we created League One. And League One grew from 4 teams to 16 or 18 teams in one season. So that was our big growth right there. And then League Two has, I think, 16 teams.
And I'm assuming if, say, someone listens to this, wants to get in a team and get involved, they start in League Two?
Yes. Oh, yes. You start at the bottom and have to win your way up. It's a true rec story, we'll call it.
So no one can buy their way in straight into Isle Royale territory?
Oh, they got to win. Yeah.
So I'll got to admit, guys, this is a great way to pass the time for mutual summer soccer club lovers. It's a long off season, you know, from August back until May again. And I'd be remiss to ask you guys before we split ways, your big Lansing Common supporters, of course, how excited and how you feeling with just a couple weeks to go until summer soccer hits?
We went out to the tryouts today to watch who was out there. They must have had over 50 guys that were out there trying out. So, and that was their third tryout. So, you know, I'm no judge of soccer, whether some guy is great or some guy's just average. But all I noticed, these guys are fast. These kids are quick. And it's going to be a fun season. What's interesting about the Midwest Premier League is that every year the teams just get better and better and better. So new team in our division, Northern Indiana, they're going to be tough. Again, we've got Fort Wayne, which is in our division as well. They're last year's champion. But Lansing Common is going to be ready. We've got a good group of guys, good core people coming back. So I'm looking forward to it. And Robert, I hope you come out and catch up a game with us this summer and tailgate with us as well.
Yeah, I've been wanting to come pretty much ever since COVID. And between my Oakland County FC obligations and just being a family man and whatnot, it's been a haul. But I definitely have some possible dates, including Livonia City's coming up there for, I think, a preseason game. That one I have circled as a possibility for a visit. Are you guys going to be tailgating for that too?
Yeah, that's definitely the Derby. So the I-96 Derby. So yeah, come out for that one. We'll be out there, and their supporter group of one, we affectionately call him Wheaties, will be there all by himself.
He's also a member. He owns Goatsville, the Golden Goats.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's a great one. I'll have to look that logo up.
That's a good one too. That's a good one too. But yeah, come out, man. We'll be tailgating all the time. Just look for the tents and the first beer's on AJ.
That's right.
I'm sure it'll taste fine. Thank you, gentlemen. The Northern Michigan Full Football League's NMFFL.com. AJ Badge and Ken Seelman, some of the founding members of that endeavor. Good fun, and thank you so much for joining me here on We Are Soccer Central.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thanks for having us.
What a great conversation that was. Really enjoyed that one. And thank you for tuning in, listener, to that special guest, AJ Badge and Ken Seelman from the Northern Michigan Faux Football Leagues. Really enjoyed talking to those guys. That was a lot of fun. Since recording that interview, myself, my 10-year-old, and producer Jenny are all checking out the unowned franchises in the Northern Michigan Faux Football Leagues and seeing if they can't get in to the third division and try to work their way up the divisions in the Northern Michigan Faux Football Leagues. That's going to be a lot of fun. 2025 season, here we come. If you want all the latest and up-to-date news, check out We Are Soccer Central and We Are Soccer Central Michigan on social media platforms and YouTube channels. And the big news in just a couple weeks, I'm going to be the play-by-play commentator live on scene for Oakland County FC and Livonia City. And it's going to be hosted and streamed live here on We Are Soccer YouTube channel. So the 11 and the MyKuju app where the USL games were, and a lot of grassroots and lower division leagues from around the world. That was the go-to platform for them, but that's gone away. A lot of those old games are housed on FIFA.com, but I digress. But it'll be really easy and on YouTube, on We Are Soccer's YouTube channel. And always looking forward to doing play-by-play commentary because that's ultimately my number one thing I love doing. So excited for probably one of the busiest summers I can recall, but it's going to be fantastic. So just a couple more weeks. I know the season starts AFC Ann Arbor. You can hear an interview with Craig Hearn with them, and they start on May 11th. And then just a couple weeks later, Oakland County FC and Livonia City in the Midwest Premier League will be kicking off in May, June, and July. Lots of games being streamed on We Are Soccer's YouTube channel. Can't wait for it. Thank you for tuning in once again. And everybody, big summer soccer ahead. Can't wait for it. And until next time, everybody, please enjoy your soccer.